Hello and welcome back to the Pitch Pod. My name is Jeff, and today we are looking at Match Day 29 of the Premier League. We have the number 2 team, Arsenal, going against the number 4 team currently, making a pretty good shot at that third slot, not too far behind Nottingham Forest, is Chelsea. A lot of people would not have been surprised that Arsenal is at this position where they're close to the top of the table at this part of the season. But when you would have told people the prior season that Chelsea would be sitting at that fourth slot, match day 29, and they're making a run at the third slot here, I think that would surprise quite a few people, right? Obviously, Chelsea put a lot of money, a lot of funding, sought out some quality players, but this has been a transition. This has been a big turnaround from prior years at Chelsea. The match is going to be happening at Emirates, so you have to imagine that Arsenal has a bit of an advantage playing at home with the home crowd, and they are weighted currently to have a higher likelihood of pulling off a victory in this match. However, at this point in this season, there's injuries, there's motivation questions, there's a whole variety of things happening, and teams are desperate as they are scraping for points as we approach the end of the season. It should be noted that going into this match, Arsenal is going to be without their top player in Saka. Saka is currently rehabbing from an injury and is attempting to make a comeback this season, but as of now, he's been out. And you can definitely tell it changes the dynamic at Arsenal, and losing their dynamic scorer in Saka, they've been struggling putting the ball in the back of the net. It's no secret that Arsenal is without a real solid number 9, a striker. And with Saka being out, that just makes that problem even more noticeable. They do have some quality wingers that can score, such as Declan Rice. Odegaard, of course, has a strong leg. Martinelli, I wouldn't be surprised if he comes off the bench second half. He is a dynamic player, very athletic. He's always a threat. But this Arsenal squad without Saka on match day 29 is what we're approaching. It's different. And they're still competing. They're still pulling off victories. But it's by the slimmest of margins. And I think that even though they have the home pitch advantage in this match, it's going to be a difficult one with that noticeable absence and no real number 9 striker to fill the gap. On the other side, Chelsea has been looking very good, and they are a solid, well-put-together, well-coached team from the back four to the top one. The whole team is solid, whether it's Moises in that defensive mid position, the Ecuadorian player, very, very talented, or Cole Palmer making things happen, the playmaker, whether he's facilitating that match or looking to score himself, he is also a dynamic player that is a threat to the opponent. I think that going into this match, you have to say that Chelsea has momentum on their side. Really, they're just a few points out of that third spot on the table and looking, maybe, dare I say it, maybe looking to make a run for that number 2 spot on the table, assuming that Liverpool continues their winning streak and remains in that number 1 slot. So I have to say that's factoring into my decision as we look at this match. And before I make my prediction, I do want to make that clear that I think they have momentum on their side. They seem in better form. And I don't know if Arsenal is going to be ready defensively for Chelsea. Because Chelsea is one of these teams that seems like every player can score on their team, whether it's a defensive mid, defender, a winger, and, you know, it's not always their striker up top. And because of that versatility and their offensive threat, while always maintaining a solid back four and being prepared for counters, that's going to make this competition tough for Arsenal. And I don't know if Arteta's got the answers for this one. In the future, they do secure a number nine next season. If Saka is healthy, then yeah, I'm going to Arsenal in this game. But for right now, for where we're at, I got to go with Chelsea. They have the momentum. Their form is there. They're motivated. And so I'm going with Chelsea winning this away. But I do think it's going to be a close match. Not a lot of goals in this one, I don't think, from either side. So I'm going to have Chelsea winning this one 2-1 by the narrowest of margins. Who knows? Cole Palmer could put one in. A whole variety of those Chelsea players can do it. And then you have to imagine that Rice is the guy that's going to have the best opportunity to score for Arsenal. But either way, it should make it for a fun game. I think the only thing that could lend itself to a potential blowout, or the only thing that could lend itself to a potentially uneven match, is if there is a red card or if Arsenal gets caught in the counter. But besides that, I have to imagine this is going to be a nail-biter all the way to the final whistle. So that's it. That's the prediction here at the Pitch Pod. Thank you for tuning in. If you get a chance, please hit that like and that subscribe. That'd be a great way to support us here at the pod. And as always, until next time.